This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
Don in Indiana. Hi, Don.
Hi, Hank. I hope you're doing well tonight.
I am. Good talking to you.
Good. We look at the Corinthians, the son who was living with mother-in-law and sexual sins. Should the same measure be applied by a church to those who are cohabitating unmarried?
Well, I think we make a mockery of the church if the church does not include discipline, if the church simply winks at sin. I don't think we would think much of a physician if you had cancer and he winked at you and said you'll be just fine. Obviously, if he is a legitimate doctor, he is going to do something, either send you to a specialist, or if he's a specialist himself, he's going to tend to the problem because he cares about you. And that's the same thing that a shepherd or a pastor does. He cares about his flock. And if members of the flock are living in willful sin, diametrically opposed to the precepts and the principles of Scripture, to do nothing is simply to abdicate your responsibility as a shepherd. So the least thing that a pastor can do or a church can do is to speak to the couple with gentleness and with respect, to reprove them so that they might turn from sin. But if they say in the end, you know what, we want to do it our own way, we really don't care what the Bible says, we don't care what you do, yes, they should be excommunicated, because they should ultimately learn that Satan's principles do not help them but hurt them. And by being pushed out into a world run by Satan's principles, they learn a lesson. And they can, by God's grace, repent of their sin. And as a result of this, this promotes spiritual purity not only in their life, but in the lives of the congregation.
You expressed my feelings and my views exactly, and that's what I promoted, and it was maybe thought that I was a little narrow-minded, but thank you for your backup. Appreciate your program. God's blessings to you. I think the investment that you are making into eternity, which I'm sure you would agree far outweighs the lack of the popular platform here below.
God bless you, Don.
For more Ask Hank episodes, or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.